What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 11 of the Syndicates. Eddie, Vic, and the con man, John, with us here, who was just telling us about a story, how he's got some fake warrants out for his arrest. Who knows? But all I know is, John, man, you went against Jerome Boger last week, and it cost you.
I can't believe I did that. That was everybody tried to steer me off that, and I still did it. I'm not betting on the Chargers anymore for the rest of the year. I'm not betting on any Boger games. And just to clarify, I'm not the con man. Somebody did some fraud on me, so I got to figure that out. Don't put it out there like I'm the only thing I'm a con man about are some of the picks I've been giving out the last couple of weeks.
Nah, you know, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, it's not you. We know that.
I'm gonna make up for those picks hopefully this week.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the Chargers too last week, and Vic, I don't know how you were on that game, but I thought the Chargers were good there, but man, they just find ways to lose games every week. They're becoming the new Falcons.
Yeah, they are.
And Miami's kind of a fraud, but we're gonna keep talking about frauds. It's gonna be the theme this week. But their offense is not good. I don't think, at least. So I don't know. We'll see. Let's figure out some of these games. See if we can break them down and see what we like.
Let's do it. So first up, we got Sunday. We're going to start on there, since by the time we post this, Thursday will be probably kicked off. First game up, Philadelphia. They are +3 on the road at Cleveland. I don't know about you guys, but I like Cleveland when Nick Chubb is in the lineup. It's like they're a whole totally different team, and they just play much better. Like, I saw the way that they played last week. They should have covered that spread. That not only costed me the spread, but also cost me in fantasy. I was so mad about that touchdown, but hey, it was the right thing to do by Nick Chubb there. But I really like Cleveland in this game. Vic, I'm seeing a lot of the money's coming in on Philly. Is that right?
Not what I'm seeing. So right now I see 50-50 on the public, and I see 56% of the money on Philadelphia. So not a lot of money on Philly. It's still early. The other big thing that I wanted to point out was the weather. It looks like, again, I think this is 3 weeks in a row now, but it's going to be another windstorm. And to me, that really helps Cleveland. You nailed it, Nick. They look like a completely different offense with Nick Chubb. No offense to Kareem Hunt, but man, he's one of the best runners I've seen. I watched all that game last week, and he just looked really good. That offense just looks so much better with him. And because of the wind, they're kind of forced to run and put the game in Chubb's hands instead of Baker's hands, right? So, you know, to me, that's when they're at their best. Myles Garrett is just wrecking people. And so I like Cleveland in this spot because of the weather issues. I know the one concern I will say is like Baker under pressure, and Philly can bring the pressure. But again, because of the weather, I think they're going to go run heavy. So I like Cleveland in this spot. John, what do you think?
No, I'm not with you guys on this game. I watched that game too last week. I guess we must have all been on Cleveland and we didn't give it out on the pod. But I mean, I was watching that Cleveland game last week, and I mean, we should have won, but we didn't, whatever. But their offense, besides Chubb, didn't look that good. And what Philly could do is stop the run. So putting the ball in Baker's hand, he was not – they didn't impress me last week. It was all Nick Chubb. Without Nick Chubb, they played the worst rush defense, the worst defense. One of the, you know, they're bottom five for sure. You guys can pull up the numbers on Houston last week. And what they do, they scored 10 points. So I kind of like filling the spot because I feel like they're going to be able to stop the run. And we're kind of getting them in a buy low spot here, right? Because they just lost to the Giants. Cleveland's 6-3. They're on this nice winning streak. So I'm on Philly. I don't know. We're going to talk about some other games that I like a little bit more, but I kind of like them +3 in this side here. So,
man, but John, did you watch? I know this is a little recency bias, but you saw them play against the Giants, right? Like, that was just pathetic. Like, I was on Philly last week, and just to watch that offense is just brutal. Speaking of a bad offense, I mean, I should know, I'm a Bears fan, but
Oh my God.
Let's not talk about that. That one still stings a little bit, all right?
That, man.
Brutal. Imagine that for like your entire life, like every week for 3 hours for 30 plus years. How many hours is that? One day I'll do the math. But that is literally the life of a Bears fan. The game you guys saw on Monday night. But sorry, the Philly offense just looks so bad to me, and their defense was getting gashed last week against the run. They didn't look like they even knew how to stop Daniel Jones, and like basically all Giants did was run all over them. So again, no, I know what you mean, Eddie. I'll throw it to you for kind of the tiebreaker. Where are you going with this one?
You know, I was leading the Browns, but John did make some good points. I think I'm still going to stick with the Browns just because there's a lot of issues that have been kind of coming out this week with Philadelphia. It seems like there is every week, but about how they just don't practice hard. They practice really sloppy, and Carson Wentz is getting called out again by unknown teammates. And it just seems like there's a lot of just stuff and distractions that are going on in Philadelphia right now where it's just not a team that I want them back. So I would probably take the Browns here minus -3. Especially being at home in those conditions, that's where I would go in this spot here. So tiebreaker, I'd probably lean the Browns.
Yeah, I'm not playing the game, but I mean, you put a gun to my head. This is the game that you want to bet. I would, if you made me choose, I'm taking Philly, but I'll find something else better to play at 1 o'clock.
Definitely. And next one up might actually be a good one. So we have the Falcons. They are on the road in New Orleans, and New Orleans is only -4. So I know that Jameis is starting over Drew Brees, but let's not forget Jameis Winston threw 30 touchdown passes last year. Granted, he also threw 30 interceptions, but he's not that bad of a quarterback. And I feel like Sean Payton's going to come up with something here to just kind of put him in a good position to play well. Plus, I just like backing teams that are coming off of – like a star player who's injured and he's going to be out for a game or two. We saw how the Saints played last year with Teddy Bridgewater in there. They played some really good inspired football. I think that's what we're going to get here as well. So I like New Orleans here in this spot, -4. I think they're pretty undervalued here. It should be at least a touchdown in my opinion. So John, what do you think about this one?
Yeah. I mean, look, Winston's playing a team that he's seen how many times in the last, 5 years. He catches these guys 2 times a year. So he's seen what this Atlanta defense is about. It's not like he's playing like somebody from the AFC East, where he never gets to see. So he's going to see a defense that he's comfortable seeing. And I'm just like you said, I'm confident and they're going to come up with a plan. It's not going to be the same plan as Drew Brees, where he's just hitting these 7-8 yard routes. They're going to, they might launch the ball down the field. Atlanta's defense is not that good. Their secondary hasn't been good all year. I know they've been playing better as of recently, but I'm with you, man. I feel like this is, when a player goes down, especially your quarterback goes down, I mean, this is when the troops rally. So you're getting value in this number at 4. I know it's more of a public pick. We usually don't go that route, but I like the Saints too.
Vic, who are you liking in this one?
So I actually like the Saints a lot until I saw Alvin Kamara missed the last 2 days. And I don't know if you saw that, Eddie. You're usually in tune with the Saints. Yep. Have you heard anything? Do you think he's going to be okay?
For my fantasy team's purposes, I'm hoping he's going to be good. I think he'll still play. I'm just hoping that it's not similar to how he was last year. Cause remember, he kind of had a down year last year and I think he had a high ankle sprain last year that was bothering him. So I don't know what the foot injury is this year, but hopefully he's good to go this week. So I haven't heard more than you have probably.
Yes. I mean, if he plays, yeah, I love the Saints in this spot, just like you guys, for all the reasons you guys talked about. And then the public is all over Atlanta because of the Breeze injury. Right. So just like you pointed out, Eddie, it's all caked in, right? Like the number, these guys, the odds makers cake in the injuries. They understand how this stuff all works. It's an overreaction. So as long as Kamara plays, I do like the Saints in the spot.
Love it. So next game I got here on the board, I don't know if it's being played. Detroit and Carolina, are they playing this week or is that something that was moved?
He said, sorry, before you keep going, he did say, I just looked it up on Twitter. He said, I'll be all right. Kamara. So
well, that's good news.
That's literally what he said today. And he said, I'm feeling good. So he should be good to go.
John, are the Panthers and Lions playing this week?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard that they're not playing. Everything that I've seen is the game is on.
Okay. So I think probably Teddy Bridgewater, I'm guessing.
Right.
Or Stafford. Right.
They both heard of them. Today he's coming back is what I heard.
Bridgewater?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have a line here posted for anything. Vic, do you see any lines out there?
I saw some early lines at like 3, and right now it's off the board because they're waiting on Teddy. And then Swift today got hurt, right, John?
Yeah.
He had a concussion, which is big because he looked awesome last week.
I also saw Kelly Stafford. John, do you guys pay attention to her out there in Detroit? Because I saw she like hates Michigan, wants to leave or something.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about something else.
She posted some video of something.
She made a real political comment, a little political statement today. I thought that's what you were talking about. But
that might have been actually it. But I thought I just saw that she hates Michigan or something. Anyway.
Yeah. Nah. Not Michigan, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no line. I'm looking now. There's no – I thought I saw Lions like around 1, 1.5. And I don't know. I really don't got an opinion on the game too much. I kind of like Lions in the spot here a little bit, but I don't know what the number is going to be. Bridgewater might not even play. The whole thing might change. So I think that's why the Lions off the board at the moment.
All right, then we'll skip this one for now and go to the next game,
I got a couple of lines at a couple of books, and I'm seeing Detroit -1.5. If that swings you either way.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I didn't see it in my book when I was just looking right now, but yeah, that's what I saw too. I saw some 1.5, just nothing that I can actually bet on right now.
All right, so next up we have the Patriots. They are on the road at the Texans, and man, a lot of money coming in on the Patriots this time. That line opened up. I think the look ahead line was the Texans were favored by like 2, 2.5. Now the Patriots are favored by 1, 1.5. I think it's a little bit of an overreaction based on what happened last week on Sunday Night Football, just because I think the Patriots came up with the perfect game plan. It was the absolute perfect conditions to beat the Ravens. So I think we're getting a slight overreaction here, although I do think the Patriots were undervalued last week going into that game. So I'd like the Texans in this spot here. It's just they are a really hard team to back right now because of how they play and just – seems like they find ways to blow covers every week. Plus, I still think they're not valued properly in the market. So I would lean Houston here, but probably not something I'm going to bet. But Vic, what are you thinking about this one?
Yeah, I like Houston for all the reasons you said. I mean, big recency bias. It's just every time I watch Houston play, though, man, they do so many bonehead things. And they just like every week seems like a good spot for them, right? But this is the perfect spot. If you're a gambler, and you know, us three, we usually think alike a little bit. I think after doing the pod for a couple of years now, where we're like, hey, everyone's on the Patriots after seeing them beat the Ravens last week. But like you pointed out, there were so many different factors that played into it. They played a great game. Of course, Hoodie did his thing, but I think this is just too much value to pass up. I like to sometimes look at those look ahead lines, and when you see a 5-6 point difference, that to me is just a huge overreaction. So I'll grab the points in Houston at home.
John?
And this is like a don't watch it game. So like last week, the way you can figure out how Houston's the right side on this game is when your buddy calls you on Sunday morning and he's going to ask you for a pick, and you tell him a game, and I'll tell you the one I gave him last week, and he says, I can't do it. Like anytime somebody immediately says, I can't do it, you got to ride that pick. It's just like an automatic. Anytime I can get this guy to say, I can't do it, that game is going to win. So last week he calls me, he's in Miami. He's like, you know, I haven't really looked. I just want to, you know, play something. Give me a bet. I'm like, Jacksonville. He's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. You know? So like, I'm like, I'm not going to lie. You take that, you know, you take that game and you don't watch it. So that's kind of like how I feel like in this game today. You tell anybody Houston against what New England just did last week, and they just kind of schemed Baltimore better. Like how can anybody actually take Houston? You know what I mean? So that's the spot. You got to take them. Don't watch the game. So I'm with you guys. Houston, you got to take Houston in the spot here. It's just too much value you're getting.
I'm pretty sure there was Sunday Night Football last year where the Texans beat the Patriots, or it might have even been the year before that. But anyway, when the Patriots were looking really good, Texans beat them anyway with Deshaun Watson. So I think they can definitely do it here. They definitely have the talent and the weapons. It's just sometimes they're a little bit of a mess coaching-wise, no matter if it's B.O.B. or any other guy running the show there. But yeah,
I mean, your new coach is not any better, I feel like. So Romeo Crennel, right? So.
Yeah, he's way past his prime. It's time for him to step back, I think. 73 years old. It's tough to keep up with the times in the NFL nowadays. So yeah. Next up, though, speaking of Jacksonville, they are at home. They are 10.5-point underdogs against the Pittsburgh Steelers. John, I kind of like Jacksonville in this game here because they are one of those teams where – you can catch them in good spots. I think last week was a good spot against Green Bay. They're playing some tough teams. Pittsburgh here, I think this is a good sandwich spot for them. They just came off of a blowout divisional win. They play down to their competition a lot. And it's so something that's always happened with Mike Tomlin over the years. I remember, well, this was probably like 5 years ago where it was the Killer Bees with the Pittsburgh Steelers and like Jacksonville when they were just absolute garbage. Pittsburgh was on the road 7.5 and they barely skated by with a win. And I remember I loved Jacksonville that week and it was an easy cover. I think we're going to get something pretty similar here. In this spot, we have Pittsburgh having to go on the road for Thanksgiving. They might be coming home for Thanksgiving, but they play the Ravens on Thanksgiving. So I think we're going to get a little bit of a look ahead here. Anything double digits in Jacksonville, I'm going to probably be on for Sunday morning. So, Vic, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I like the Jags in this spot, man. I watched them play Green Bay. I almost had a heart attack last week. John, I don't know if – did you take Green Bay in your Survivor?
Yeah, man.
That was crazy, especially with the wind. And, like, I mean, you kind of knew they would pull it out, but there was a moment there where I was literally, like, scared, like, sweating bullets, man. Just like I had Pittsburgh against the Cowboys. And they looked good. Jacksonville moved the ball, like, pretty well. And their D was playing the first half. They kind of locked up Rodgers. They were probably, like, kind of walking through the motions there. Bad weather game at home. But they look good. So, like Eddie said, I think sometimes you got to pick and choose, like, some of these bad teams, quote unquote. But getting double digits, Pittsburgh's in this, like, you know, big streak. I do like the points at home.
Yeah, so Mike Tomlin always plays down to his competition. He always has. So we were talking about it a couple weeks ago. I was telling you guys that against the Cowboys and the reason why I like the Cowboys that week. So – my dilemma in this situation that I'm in right now is I don't want to take them because I did this last week where I was like, you know, Jacksonville plus the 14. And then I had Green Bay in my suicide. So I needed it to middle, which it did. And I don't feel like going through that again. So I'm taking Pittsburgh for my suicide. Cause this is I've already set up my lineup for the rest of the year kind of, and this is where I need that, you know, this is the game where I need them to hit. So I'm not going to play the game. I'm just going to cheer for Pittsburgh to win, but you guys are completely 100% right. Jacksonville's aside in this game. For some reason, Jags always play Pittsburgh good. The game that Eddie was talking about, the playoff game a few years ago, they beat them with Bortles. So, and they blew them out kind of like they couldn't stop them. So Jacksonville has always played Pittsburgh pretty good. So I'm going to just cheer for my suicide and hopefully some – quarterback from Oregon State, Luton, whatever his name is, doesn't knock me out of my suicide for me.
Let's hope that the Jags lose by 7. There we go.
There we go. Perfect.
All right. Next up, not the greatest game ever played, but Cincinnati there on the road at Washington. Washington opened up at Pick'em. Looks like -1, -1.5 out there right now. A lot of people. Looks like they're on the Bengals, not too much, but looks like a pretty good amount on the Bengals there. I kind of lean the Washington football team here, and they look pretty good. John, you saw them last week kind of make that comeback against the Lions. Alex Smith is kind of putting together, you know, a pretty decent season so far with a couple of games he's played in. A lot better than I thought he'd be doing. But they're just having trouble closing out games. And in this one here, I don't think I'm going to bet this one, but if I did have to take a team, I'd probably go with the Washington football team here. So, John, what are you liking in this one, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just, like, I feel like the Bengals are the public side, but I watched Washington play the last couple of weeks. I had the Giants game a couple of weeks ago where the Giants beat them, and then they made that nice comeback against the Lions last week. They ended up covering, but you know, they didn't win the game. They got down so much. So public perception of Washington, it doesn't look too well right now. But I'm still, there's so many games. This is like what the game that you're not, Red Zone's going to show this game how many times? Twice, unless they're scoring. So I'm going to stay away. I'll find someone else to play. If you made me play, I'm with you. I'm taking Washington. I feel like that's the sharp side.
Vic, who are you liking in this one?
Yeah, I'm with you. I like the Washington football team. I really think the advantage will be their D-line against the Bengals O-line. So the public's all over Cincy, again, because of the things John said, just public perception. But you have about 62% of the public on the Bengals, but you have about 55% of the money on the Skins. So I like Washington in this spot. What line are you seeing, Eddie? I see it all over the place. I see -1. I see 1.5. I see a pick 'em. What are you seeing?
I see 1.5 is the consensus.
So we'll stick with that. But yeah, I like Washington in the spot. Kind of like what John said. I mean, as bad as they played against the Giants, like Alex Smith just thrown in, like the Giant, they had so many turnovers. Like they were right in that game. And then last week showed me something. Like they were down big to the Lions. They didn't give up. They came back. The team kind of now, I feel like, is behind Alex Smith. Great story, right? Watch Project 11 if you haven't seen it. It's pretty amazing to see that he's back playing football. But I like them in the spot, man. I think the key is going to be their D-line, going to be able to get to Burrow, kind of limit the Bengals in scoring. The Bengals have gotten beat up twice this year. One was against the Ravens, one was against the Steelers. And, again, similar kind of front, I think, here with the Washington football team, so they can give them some problems.
That's a very good point there. Yeah, I didn't even think about the offensive-defense line matchup. That kind of makes me like the football team a little bit more. Anyway, next up, Tennessee, they are +7. They opened up at +7. Now they are +5.5 on the road against the Baltimore Ravens in this one here. A lot of people with the recency bias are going against the Ravens. I thought this line to begin with was a little inflated. I would have preferred to see it like Baltimore -4, but if it gets that low, I might hop on the Ravens here. But a lot of teams are starting to figure them out, man. And this is how I thought they would be last year. I remember one of the picks that I had, and I was completely wrong on, was the Ravens under for last season. But that definitely didn't work out. So I like Baltimore in this spot here. I think they get a bounce back win, but again, this could be that sandwich game I mentioned with the Steelers earlier, where they have a little bit of a look ahead because they have such a big divisional game coming up on Thursday on Thanksgiving. So I lean the Ravens here, but I'll leave it up to you guys to kind of give us your thoughts. So Vic, you go first.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I like the Ravens. It's just every time I see them play, again, it's just this year, they don't look good. That offense just looks so bad. Lamar, I don't know if the book's out on him or what it is, right? But teams know to kind of spy him now to, you know, make him beat them by passing the ball deep. And Hollywood Brown seems MIA, and, you know, he seems upset. Like, he's been tweeting some crazy stuff. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but the offense just kind of looks broken. Like, I believe in their running game. I have no clue why they don't run it more. Why don't they feed Gus Edwards more? He looks really good every time he touches the ball. I believe in their defense, but I don't know, man. It's they haven't looked good. With all that being said, I agree with you, Eddie. Like, this is just a good spot for them. Like, everyone's on the Titans. You know, about 70% of the public is on Tennessee. The line's at 5 right now. So I like Baltimore, even though Tennessee has been kind of squeaking by some games. They haven't looked good. And to me, this is just a good bounce back spot for the Ravens. They got embarrassed on national television, right? Like, we like to always, like, for example, the Bucks. We all like the Bucks last week because they got embarrassed on Sunday night TV, right? We knew they were going to come back. And again, similar kind of game and situational spot here for Baltimore. So I'll take Baltimore. I'm a little nervous about it, but my money will be on them.
John? Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I don't know, man. So, like, last week, what New England did to Baltimore is basically they started to run the ball down their throat. Calais Campbell ended up leaving that game, and there was another D tackle, Williams, maybe, on God, it's not Williams.
No, I know who you're talking about. Well, I can't remember the name either. I remember it.
Oh, now I'm going to keep thinking about it until I figure out the dude's name. But anyway, so like that's what they did. They ran and who can run the ball better than Tennessee, right? They're going to be able to run the ball down their throat too. So if those two D linemen are not going to be playing, I'm probably not going to end up playing this game because, you know, after what New England did last week, what's their names can do the same thing. Tennessee should be able to do the same thing. And yeah, Brandon Williams. So Brandon Williams and Calais Campbell both got injured last week against New England. So the only thing is the reason why I won't take Tennessee is because their defense is really bad. So they have not played well, especially the secondary. So if there is a game that Jackson can bounce back, you know, a team that Jackson can bounce back from, it's this Tennessee secondary. So I don't know. I'm not playing this game. You know what I honestly like to see? I love the spot next on Thanksgiving. I feel like I'm going to be all over Baltimore. So what I'd like to see is maybe Baltimore not win this game or play really, really close, right? And I know you guys said that maybe like a Pittsburgh like 7-point win, but if you know they can win by 49. So if they do that, perfect, right? Because then I'm going to be all over Baltimore the week after on Thanksgiving. So that's what I'm really going to pounce on. This game here, we talked about so many other games this game at 1 o'clock, like all the things that we like. So this might be one that I'm just going to end up, you know, staying away from.
Yeah, you know, I saw actually not Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell.
No. Who's the other Cosell guy? Greg Cosell. Yeah,
he was. Half our listeners don't even know who Howard Cosell is.
I know. I'm surprised. I don't even know who he is. Greg Cosell. He was breaking down that game last week, the Ravens and the Patriots, and just how the Patriots perfectly schemed up, and all of Damian Harris's runs came with a fullback, and that's when Baltimore really struggled because it put them in like a base 4-3, 3-4 defense and really what they like to do and where a lot of their schemes are drawn up is in like a nickel package. So if Tennessee can run like heavy power against them, I think it's really going to work to their advantage. And then if they come up with something similar to how New England just was able to get them in such big personnel, then I think that's where they're going to have an advantage. So it's going to be one of those ones where scheme matters a lot in this one. So
damn, that's a good point, Eddie. I mean, like you and John both said, I mean, that's what Tennessee does, right? Like, that's how they beat them last year in the playoffs. Like, they just ran the ball on them and kept the ball away. And so, yeah, I mean, those are some good points. I might sit this game out, or it might be one maybe to live bet where maybe I can get some value and you get the Ravens at like a pick 'em or something if Tennessee scores first. But yeah, those are good points by you guys.
Yeah. So, next up is, man, this team that I feel like we haven't been able to figure out all year, the Miami Dolphins. They are -3, -3.5 on the road against the Denver Broncos all the way out in Denver. I, you know, every bone in my body says to take Denver here +3.5. But watching that Raiders game last week, I don't know if you guys were watching it all. They just looked like they did not care, and they were – mailing it in on the season. We always talk about that, and I feel like we're getting into that stretch every year. We talk about how teams get into that little dive where they know they're not going to go anywhere, they're not going to the playoffs, and I'm sure probably this year more than any year with COVID, teams are going to be mailing it in pretty early this year when they kind of realize that, you know, the season's not going to be one that is going to turn out well for them. And I feel like that's where we're getting with Denver, because last week the effort was just really bad in this spot. Or in that spot. Vic, is Drew Lock playing?
Uh, I don't know if Vic's there, but I don't know. I heard the guy from the Ripon guy might be playing at quarterback.
Yeah, so that's what I heard. It's going to be go back to Ripon.
Ripon, okay.
Yeah, that's such a weird line for the backup quarterback to be. I'm staying away. I'm with you, man. Like, Broncos feel like that's a side you can take. But you know what? I like this Miami team at the beginning of the year. I don't know why I faded them last week against the Chargers. I felt like I was on the right side. It's just their defense and special teams are making plays to mask that their offense. So I'm trying to find a spot where I can go against Miami the next couple of weeks, and there really isn't one. So maybe this is somebody I'll fade in the playoffs. But I like the way they're coached up. I like the way they play defense and special teams, and they're just kind of doing their thing. So it's probably a 405 special, but they're not. They haven't been coming through. So I'm gonna lay low. I'm not gonna do it this week with the Broncos.
So before you go, this team, the Dolphins here, remind me of the Bills, Sean McDermott's first year when they somehow miraculously made the playoffs at 9-7, even though, like, we go back to that Pythagorean wins theorem, they should have really probably won 5 or 6 games because they were getting just dominated in a lot of the games that they played, but they still were coming out on top winning because the turnover battle was just such a huge difference. Just like every break was going their way. And I feel like that's how it is with Miami here, where they're getting block punts, they're getting sack fumbles, they're getting kickoff return, punt returns for touchdowns, and just things that are just going their way. And I don't think that they're that good, because when you look at the yardage comparisons, I think, I don't know what last game was, but going into last game, their previous two games, they'd given up 1,000 yards on defense in those two games combined. So I don't know. Vic, what do you think about this game? And just Miami in general, because we're kind of on that subject.
No, it's tough. I mean, I see both your points of views. The only question I have for you guys is, like, every year there's always, like, a team late in the season that, like, the sharps are on, the money's on every week, and I feel like that's now become the Broncos. Like, it used to be the Browns, if you remember, the Jaguars before that. It was always, like, a year early, but I don't know, last couple of games, last week, for example, Vegas needed, odds makers needed the Broncos, and they just got rolled. Like you said, Eddie, they look like they gave up. So I don't think I can back them in this spot. I know it's like a perfect 405 type special for John, but I might just sit this one out. I do like Miami. I agree with you, Eddie, on the points that you just brought up. They do remind me of that team, but they also remind me a lot of, like, if you guys remember, we were on the Niners train before the Niners made it to the Super Bowl that year, right? Like, because they were, like, in every game. They were playing Seattle tough. They were playing hard for Shanahan. And I feel like this team loves Flores. He's a good coach. And they're playing hard for him. So I feel like next year is kind of the year they make their leap. But I do think they're a good football team. Yes, they're a little overrated right now when it comes to this gambling spot right now. But I think it's justified because they're covering games at, like, a crazy number. I forget what it is, but they're covering games by, like, the biggest points, by the most points. I don't know if you guys saw that. So it makes sense why people are on them, and probably the public's going to be on them this week, but I'll probably sit this game out.
All right. So, yeah, this doesn't look like one that we'll be too eager to put our money on. So we'll skip on that one. Next up, we got another 405 game. Man, another snooze fest. Jets +9.5. They are on the road at the Chargers. If anything, I got to roll with the Jets, but man, who can put their money on the Jets right now? So I'll probably be sitting this one out myself. But Vic, do you got anything on this one?
I wanted John to go first.
All right, John, you can go first.
405 special. This is Team Chargers. Let's.
No, I'm done. I said I'm done with these guys, bro. I'm no more. No more Chargers bets for me. So, like, they gave me a heart attack a couple weeks ago and I won, and then I had them last week and they lost. And it's like, I don't know, man, these guys, I don't know. I feel like that they got their quarterback is awesome. So, like, they're, I feel like just for that simple fact, they're headed in the right direction, but I'm not betting on this team no more. So I'm done with the Chargers. Like, I was done with the Falcons last year.
I don't know, man. The public's on the Jets, which is wild to me. 10 points. I don't know. I don't love anything in this game. That I don't think an Anthony Lynn team should be favored by 10 points. So that I lean the Jets in this spot.
All right. So we think we kind of lean the Jets here, but none of us are really going to be betting it. But this next game, I think we are going to be putting some money on. Green Bay, they are +1.5 on the road at Indianapolis. Man, this one just sets up so nice for Indy, I think. Indy loves to run the ball. Great offensive line. What is the Packers' defense weakness spot? Defending the run. So, Vic, I'll let you go first on this one since John just went on the 405 specials.
Yeah, I love Indy in this spot, man. Devontae Adams is a little gimpy. I don't know if you guys watched last game, but he came up a little lame in the second half. And you got a huge, huge line move. Went from Packers -2 to Colts -2.5. The public's on the Packers, but I like Indy in this spot. Their defense is what keeps me having faith in them. Their offense, again, we always talk about Phillip Rivers. We don't trust him, but the D is legit, man. It's top five everywhere you look at it. And I think they're able to contain Rodgers and company and win this game by more than a field goal. So I really like the Colts in this spot. They're one of my favorite bets of the weekend.
John?
Yeah, for sure. So the thing is, we kind of lost some value because we could have got them earlier in the week at plus, and now they're coming in as a favorite. But like you said, they're going to be able to run the ball. What Packers haven't been doing well this year is stopping the run. So they are a little bit better in the secondary. I know they got some guys coming back, and you know, Phillip Rivers could burn you. But I believe, and I like the way this Colts team has been coached. We've been saying that for 2-3 years now. The way they've been coached is the new way of coaching in the NFL, where you know they're going for a lot more fourth downs, and they're going for a lot more 2-point conversions, and teams are starting to catch up to it. But I feel like Colts have been doing it more than most teams. So they're going to be able to run the ball. I know they haven't been running the ball too well, but they're going to be able to run the ball against this team and should be able to contain Aaron Rodgers. I just feel like this is a spot where, you know, the Colts are going to end up winning this game. So I'm with you, Vic, on this pick.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Pretty much just for what I said, I think the matchups are really well for Indianapolis in this spot here. So you guys hit a lot of the main points on the head, though. But this has got to be the main 425 game, not this Dallas-Minnesota game, right?
I mean, it should be, unless there's two of them. But that for sure is that's probably a CBS game, and the other one's on Fox. Yeah, Fox is Minnesota, Dallas, and Green Bay is on. They're both on Fox. So yeah, that's gonna be the main game for sure.
All right, good. Indy, Green Bay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just guessing, but I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah, sometimes they just throw Dallas on there just because they're Dallas. But let's hope that didn't happen, because Dallas, they are they're +7 on the road against Minnesota. Minnesota's actually looking a lot better now. They're starting to come together. And if they get a quarterback in the draft this year in the offseason, maybe get like a Sam Darnold or something, they could be a really dangerous team again. They got to shore up a few things on defense to kind of get back to where they were the past couple of years. But I'm not going to touch this game. I think 7.5 is, you know, probably the right number in this spot here. Getting Minnesota pretty much their highest point. Dallas, people are going to back them, but I think the number's just right. So, John, what do you think about this one?
I'll be cheering for Dallas just for the simple fact that most people that can't take Pittsburgh in my survivor pool, because it's getting out to a nitty gritty and it's a nice size pot, are probably going to take Minnesota. So I'm going to cheer for Dallas to knock them out. But I'm not betting the game because I'm going to be on Indianapolis probably.
Yeah. Vic?
No, I'm with you, Eddie. I like Minnesota in the spot. I just can't back Dallas. But with that being said, I'm kind of on John's boat with Survivor. There's literally like 40 people left in my league. So
same, I got 43.
If Minnesota can get knocked out this weekend, I think me and John will be in a great spot. So it's like, I don't want to bet on them and then root against them, just like you were talking about earlier, John. So I do agree with the idea. I think this is a good spot for them, but I'll probably just sit it out, or maybe I'll live bet it or something.
Love it. So we got a good Sunday night football game, in my opinion, this week. Las Vegas Raiders, they are home +7.5. See some eights in some spots against Kansas City. You know, initially I kind of like the Raiders in this spot, but there are so many things that make me feel like, yes, the Raiders is the side you should take, but this could be one of those games where the public comes through with Kansas City. The revenge thing is number one. After, I don't know if you guys saw this or heard about this, but after the Raiders beat the Chiefs last time, the Raiders bus took like a victory lap around the stadium, which I guess the Chiefs didn't like too much. Just kind of rubbing it in. And all the COVID with the Raiders right now, their whole defense had to miss practice this pretty much this whole week. So that can't bode well for playing Patrick Mahomes, not being able to practice. But I want to take the Raiders, but man, my head is telling me to take the Chiefs in this spot, but this is such a big number to lay on the road. So I'm gonna let you guys go at it first. And Vic, you can talk about who you like on this one.
Yeah. I mean, I love everything about the Raiders in this spot. I'm just, again, the COVID stuff is just, it's crazy to me. And it scares me. Did you see what, I know we're running short on time. Did you even see what like the Raiders defensive coordinator said today?
No, I didn't. I just saw that their whole defense was basically quarantined.
He goes, I don't know how we can beat these guys with a full lineup and without a full lineup in practice, let alone three quarters of your lineup not here all week. So like, I mean, he's playing, obviously is like playing mind games, and we know most of these guys will probably play because we've been seeing it the last couple of weeks with Stafford and Big Ben and some of the things that's been going on because they test early. But I don't know. That just scares me, especially against the Chiefs and that offense. If it was like any other team, like I would take them. And in the public's all over Kansas City, it's probably the biggest public play of the weekend right now. But I like the Raiders, man. I mean, Trent Brown should play. Their O-line looks good. Their offense is just good enough. And they always play the Chiefs well, right? And that's the other big thing. It's like, so I like the Raiders in this spot. I don't know if it's kind of like one of those games where I'm going to start crying in the first half because you know you're on the wrong side. But I like the Raiders.
John?
Yeah, so they played – I mean, last time they played, you know, Chiefs have woken up a little bit since then. They Raiders have already beat them once, so – Chiefs are not going to come into this game sleeping, maybe like they did last time. Here's what I'll tell you. I don't have an opinion on this game. And when I don't have an opinion, I probably just play it for fun. So these Sunday night games have not been, you know, the public side typically has not been winning these Sunday night games. All you got to do is just watch before the game. And if all those guys on the TV say, take the Chiefs, maybe you shouldn't take the Chiefs, because that's what's been happening in the last couple of weeks. Where they
Works. That works literally for every single team except the Chicago Bears.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Just be on the lookout for that. Hopefully one of them gets ballsy and takes the Raiders, and then you can go ahead and I kind of lean towards Chiefs a little bit because of all the things that are going on with the Raiders defense and that they've already beat them once already. So I lean Chiefs, but if I turn on that TV and I see everyone on the Chiefs, believe me, I'm not going to put my money on it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We like this next game. I said, we like this next game. Tell them about this next game, Eddie.
Oh, this next one. So, first of all, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's already been some news about the referee situation in this one, just because I believe it's the first all African-American crew to ever officiate an NFL game, and our boy Jerome Boger is heading it up. So this is going to be the Monday Night Football games. Tampa Bay, they were -3. Now it's -4 in some spots. Vic, I think, said there's some 3.5s out there. They are against the Rams, home favorites. Man, Jerome Boger has just been cashing tickets left and right for the home team all year, so I don't know how we can go against them at this point, but just a good spot. You know, Rams are looking really good right now. I think they're at a kind of a all-time high in terms of like when you think about a stock price. I think they're going to come down a little bit here. Plus Tampa Bay still has some people a little iffy just because of how they played the past couple of weeks, although they did look pretty strong against Carolina last week. I love the Bucs in this spot here. So this is definitely going to be something I'm going to be betting here. And I think we're all kind of scrambling over for our pick of the week, but John, I'll let you take this one next on who you like here.
Yeah, definitely. First of all, I'm not going against the Boger games anymore. I don't know why I did that last week. You tried to stop me. You guys couldn't do it. So but joking aside, I like the Tampa Bay in the spot. I feel like defense should be able to pick it up a little bit, and what they're going to be able to do defensively is stop the the passing on the Rams defense. So, and the Tampa Bay offense is going to be able to move the ball on the Rams. Seattle was able to move the ball last week on them. They just, Russell made some turnovers. So I like the Bucs in this spot here. They're home. They're going to get those. They're going to get the extra calls and, you know, might actually make the difference. So I'm on Tampa also.
Vic, making it 3 for 3.
Yes, sir. 3 for 3. Jerome Boger, Brady at home, prime time. I love the Bucs in this spot. So Bucs, Colts were two of my favorite picks in this week, and I don't see how I could bet anybody can bet the Rams in this spot, but the public is on them. Public's actually on the Rams, 57%. 74% of the money is on the Bucs, though. And yeah, you're right, Eddie. The line's gone from 3 all the way up to 4 in most spots, but I do see a bunch of 3.5s right now.
All right, so while we were doing this, I decided to come up with something different. So all of the three of us before this, we all kind of wanted the Colts and the Bucs as one of our picks of the week. So now I think we can all agree that we would have probably taken those, right? You guys would have taken at least one of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's just say, all right, Bucs -3 is 3.5, 3? What do we got?
Yeah, 3.5 is what I'm seeing at a lot of spots.
All right, so let's say Bucs -3.5 is 1, Colts -1, 1.5 is the other. Now let's find our third game. So we'll come up with a consensus third game as a pick of the week instead of doing individual picks of the week.
All right.
Let's find one. So
consensus doesn't usually work, though, like if you watch the TV. When they're
on. Well, yeah, that's why we're not on TV.
All right. He's
helping me out because I've lost 3 games in a row.
I lost my last 2. So, yeah, we're going 3-0 this week. We got 2 of them. I like Saints. What about you guys? Washington, Saints.
All right, yeah, let's each come up with a game, and then in the end we'll decide which one it is. So, all right, John's got the Saints. I'm going to go with the Texans.
Oh.
And then, Vic, who you liking?
I like all 3 of the games that you guys just mentioned. Washington, Texans, and the Saints.
All right, so let's pick one of those 3 games. Which one's going to be our third pick?
I trust – okay, I'll go first. I trust the Saints the most if Kamara plays. He said he's feeling good at home. Jameis Winston always does well against the Falcons, in my opinion. Houston, I just am scared to trust. I have PTSD. I actually love Washington in this spot, but I'm just like, again, do I trust them? Do I trust their offense? Like, I know what I'm getting from the Saints, so I like the Saints.
All right, let's do it. Saints it is. So our 3 picks are going to be Tampa Bay -3.5 on Monday Night Football, Indy -1.5 against the Packers, and then we'll go with our third one is going to be the Saints -4 at home. With Jameis Winston starting at QB. So I like it. Got those games. Before we go, real quick, John, any college? Or
college is so off this year, man.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling it. No. I don't got anything.
It's so, and this week is so tough. All right, so look, you know what the CBS game of the week is? It's always SEC, Alabama, and Auburn, and LSU. And do you know what the CBS game of the week is this week at 3:30?
To Kentucky, Alabama?
No, that's a 30-point spread.
Oh, boy.
It's San Diego State versus Nevada. And, it's a CBS game of the week because Nevada is, 4-0 and San Diego State's 3-1. So, really quick, I kind of like San Diego State. They run the ball really good. I watched Nevada play last week. They didn't cover. Maybe they were just kind of, laying low for the big game this week. But I didn't hit on Virginia Tech last week. I ended up doing pretty well, but the game I gave out didn't hit. So I'll give you guys the CBS game of the week, Nevada, San Diego State. I like San Diego State. I think it's -1.5 or 1 or 2 or somewhere in that range, whatever, somewhere in there. So San Diego State to win is what I get for my college pick.
I like it. All right. So that's pretty much, that's our wrap for week 11 of the NFL. Again, picks are Tampa Bay -3.5, Indy -1.5, and New Orleans -4 at home. So let's get back to our winning ways and turn this streak around.
Let's go 3-0.
Let's do it.
All right. Good luck this week, fellas.
Bye.
See you. See ya.